The Adventure of the Broken Crown. Bobo Chico was so excited as he swam across the Willamette River from his home on Ross Island. Keeping his head out of the water so his blue cap wouldn't get wet, he glided effortlessly across the calm early morning water.
"I hope Bear King is awake and ready to hear about my big idea," he said to himself.
Scrambling up the bank of the river, he soon was skipping along the pathway, looking for a lime green electric scooter to rent and spotting one in the South Waterfront neighborhood. He quickly climbed aboard, popped on a helmet, and zipped up Markham Hill. When he got to the top of the hill, he parked the scooter at the bottom of the tallest fir tree and called up,
"Bear King, are you awake? May I come up?"
The boughs of the fir tree rustled in the morning breeze, but that was the only sound he heard. Then, a snort, cough, and a muffled brrr. "Is that you, Bobo Chico?" came the low voice of Bear King from high in the fir tree.
"Yes, it's me," called the young otter. "I have a wonderful idea to share with you, which I know you'll love."
Just then, like magic, a beautiful red leather chair appeared at the base of the tree. "Please come on up," called Bear King softly. Bobo Chico hopped into the comfy leather chair, clipped in its seatbelt, and rose silently up the side of the tree. He marveled at the view of Mount Hood far to the east, the glistening of the early morning sun on the Willamette River, and the floating silver pod of the aerial tram gliding up Markham Hill.
"Good morning, my young friend, and welcome to the Sky Cave. I was just about to have my morning coffee and read the newspaper," Bear King whispered, when Bobo Chico arrived.
"Why are you whispering, Bear King?"
asked Bobo Chico in a hushed voice.
"Bear Queen is still asleep in her bed, and I don't want to wake her," said Bear King. "Please, sit here by my chair and tell me your idea."
Bobo Chico slid the three-legged stool next to Bear King, and speaking in a hushed voice,
"It came to me in a dream. You were wearing a golden crown. And since you're the king of bears, well, shouldn't you have an actual crown?"
Bear King slowly sat up, his eyes growing wide, and then a smile came across his large face.
"Why, I like your idea. Yes, I should have a real crown. I wouldn't wear it all the time, of course, just for special occasions. But where would I find such a thing? I mean, I can't just go to the hat store."
Bobo Chico brightened up and suggested,
"I wonder if Wander, the wizard, could use his special powers and make one for you."
Bear King reached out his island-sized paws and scooped up Bobo Chico and lifted him high in the air.
"Of course he could. Let's go pay him a call at his workshop on Mount Tabor."
They cruised across town in Bear King's all-electric FUV and up the winding road to the top of Mount Tabor. Bobo Chico asked in a puzzled voice,
"Bear King, where's Wander the Wizard's workshop?"
Bear King chuckled. "It's not where, but how. And how we find the wizard is to stand under the largest oak tree, close our eyes, and knock three times on the tree. Poof! A big puff of smoke and oof!
Bobo Chico opened his eyes and found himself plopped on top of Bear King in the wizard's underground workshop.
"Bobo Chico, would you please climb off, Bear King?" said a calm voice.
It was Wander the Wizard, and the two friends were now within the stone walls of his workshop. Wander was tall, lean, and looked like he hadn't shaved in a couple of days. He wore a golf hat and had a tool belt slung around his waist. "What's this about a golden crown?" he asked, smiling. Bobo Chico brightened up and blurted,
"It's my idea. As the king of bears, shouldn't he have a real crown?"
"I think that's a lovely idea, Bobo Chico," agreed Wander the Wizard. "But a crown isn't a mere hat. It's an important symbol and a heavy responsibility," said the wizard. "Bear King, I'm happy to use my powers to make you a proper crown, but only you, as the king of bears, may wear it." Bear King nodded.
"Yes, I understand, and I will treat it with great respect."
Standing at his workbench, Wander stacked an empty metal dog bowl, an old coffee can, and a gold earring on top of each other. Taking a large hammer and whistling softly, he began to tap, tap, and with a big swing, pop! The force of his hammer crashed its sound against the stone walls of the workshop and created a cloud of dust. Bear King and Bobo Chico both coughed heavily, but as the cloud cleared, stared in amazement. Smiling broadly, Wander the Wizard picked up the shiny gold crown and held it out to Bear King.
"There you go, my friend. Handle it carefully. It's strong, but it is breakable."
Bear King took the crown between his paws and said,
"I'm amazed and so appreciative. How did you make this beautiful crown from such simple materials?"
Wander the Wizard, with a wry smile, said, "Magic." Bobo Chico smiled brightly and hopped around Bear King, clapping his paws. He said,
"Won't Bear Queen be delighted when she sees this?"
"Yes, she will," said Bear King. "Thank you so very much, Wander. You truly are a wonderful wizard."
"You are welcome," he replied. "Now, close your eyes and repeat after me. There's no place like home." They did as he said, and poof! They found themselves outside under the largest oak tree on Mount Tabor. Wasting no time, they climbed back into the FUV and sped back across town. Climbing Markham Hill, they approached the tree of the Sky Cave. Parked at the base of the tree were two bikes, one orange-red and the other bright green.
"That's Laura and Rowan's bikes," said Bobo Chico excitedly. "They're up in the Sky Cave. I'm sure they'd love to see your new golden crown."
They both rolled the leather chair up to the top of the tree and entered the Sky Cave.
"Hey, Bear King, we're having Bear Queen's muffins with blackberry freezer jam," said Lore.
Rowan stood next to him, smiling, also showing his teeth covered with purple jam.
"Yeah, it's really good."
Bear Queen sat in a chair at the kitchen counter, wearing her pearls and grinning happily at all the compliments on her cooking. Looking towards Bear King and Bobo Chico, she asked,
"Where have you two been, and what's in that purple bag?"
Before Bear King could answer, Bobo Chico scampered up towards the counter.
"I'm so hungry, and I just love blackberry jam on fresh-baked muffins."
Bear King was about to place the crown in its purple bag on the counter, but Bobo Chico rushed to the plate of muffins also on the counter. He tripped, trying to get around Bear King, and tried to grab the counter, but knocked the purple bag instead. The bag with the crown fell to the stone floor. Bobo Chico looked on in horror, tears forming in his eyes as he cried,
"Look what I done! I've broken the crown!"
He slumped to the floor, weeping. But Bear Queen came around the counter, gathered him up, and hugged him, saying,
"There, there, Bobo Chico. We all know you didn't mean to break it. If it wasn't for your idea, there wouldn't even be a crown. I'm sure we can fix it."
Bear King was frazzled and a little angry. But how? He wondered.
Bear Queen smiled. If anyone can fix this, it's the teacher, Sakajis the Wise. Dialing on her cell phone, Bear Queen reached Sakajis, and soon she appeared in the sky cave. Her long, dark hair matched her dark brown eyes, and her voice was calm and soothing. Bear King, the real measure of a king is wisdom and love for all. The way to restore your crown is to forgive Bobo Chico and help him understand that he's still loved.
Bear King listened, nodded, and with a gentle smile, picked up his young otter friend and gave him a big bear hug.
Bobo Chico was so relieved, and he felt warm all over.
As they hugged, Sakajis the Wise said a poem.
The power of love brings us together, restores our soul, and repairs our hearts. She then turned, placed her hand on Bobo Chico's cap, and said,
Bobo Chico, would you please give the purple bag to Bear King?
Picking up the bag very carefully, Bobo Chico's face broke into a huge smile, and he laughed, saying, Here, Bear King, is your crown, and it's fixed.
Bear King reached into the bag, brought out the shiny golden crown, and placed it upon his head. Turning to the wise teacher, he said in wonder, Thank you, Sakajis, for your deep wisdom and kind help. I don't understand how you did it, but thank you.
Sakajis smiled knowingly, turned her head, and floated out of the sky cave and up into the clouds. Bear King turned to his young friend and said,
I know what would make you really happy, Bobo Chico.
What's that, Bear King?
Asked the river otter.
A big muffin with blackberry jam.
The end.